Welcome to the C3 Toronto podcast. We're so glad you're here. We're believing God is going to speak to you through this message today, right where you're at. Thanks for tuning in.
We are in for an absolute treat today, church. We have a wonderful guest. Pastor Chantel Beresford is with us today. And you may have seen her a little bit before. We've actually had her as a guest on our panel before, alongside with her husband, Pastor Andrew. And he is also has preached for us before. But they're an incredible couple, incredible pastors in this city. They've been leading Serve City Church. And so why don't you shout out in the chat how awesome they are, how awesome that church is. And you know what? We actually have the privilege of being great friends with them ever since they planted here. We got together and got to chat with them and encourage each other through this journey of church planting in Toronto. So I know she has an incredible word for you today. I know that as a local church pastor, there is an anointing and a weight and an authority that is on her voice. So wherever you are right now, maybe grab a notepad super quick or get your phone out because you want to be taking notes today as you hear her preach. So why don't you cheer on with me wherever you are and welcome Pastor Chantel Beresford.
Good morning, C3 Church. What an honor to be with you. I love your pastors, Pastor Sam and Pastor Jess. They are good friends and our kids love them. Can't wait till after restrictions are over till we can hang out social distance when we do that. But I have a word this morning for you all. And so let's take a moment. I'll read my scripture and then we will pray. The scripture today is going to be from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this moment. God, I thank you for loving us. God, I thank you for the amazing weather that is here today. God, I pray that I can hide behind your cross, that you will speak through me. God, I pray that lives will be changed and impacted. God, I pray that people will resonate with the word that you've downloaded in my heart, Lord. God, we thank you for being such a good God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Come on, in the chat, give God some glory and honor because he deserves all of it. Many years ago, I was driving to my family picnic. Actually, pre-COVID, we have an annual picnic every year. My family's really, really big. We have about 200 to 300 people that come every single year to our annual picnic. And it's actually every year at Sunnybrook Park. Well, one time I was going, I'm like, I know where I'm going. I do this every single year. I don't need no GPS because I know where I'm going. But one year I was traveling down to Sunnybrook Park. I was on the 401. And then we got into some traffic. And not on the traffic, there was an accident. I was getting so upset because I'm like, I know where I'm going. I was trying to get on time, but I was running late. How many know that we think that we know what we're doing? We trust in our own understanding. But if you sometimes might have a GPS, but don't you know we need God's positioning system, not our global just GPS system? You know what I mean? And when you have God in your life directing you and giving divine revelation, he knows what's happening in our tomorrow. He's waiting for us in our tomorrows. And so sometimes don't think that you have it all together, that you know what's going on. We need to trust in our Lord. And so today, I'm talking about leaning in on God, trusting him. And so the first part of the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And when I think about that, the word trust in the Hebrew means batah in the Hebrew, which means confide. How many of us confide so much in our coworkers, our family, and our community? We trust them, but there's something, why do we have less trust with God that understands everything? He understands our tomorrows, he's the beginning and the end. And I know when I was a kid, I love 17 magazine, dating myself way back when, but I love to look at the horoscope or what my sign meant. Why do we feel like we want to know about the future? Why do we feel we trust our horoscopes versus God that created you? And my first point is confide in your creator. Confide in the one that loves you. Confide in the one that made you in your mother's womb before you were even born. Trust in him. Confide in him. And you know, it's not a problem to confide in your community, but make sure when you're confiding in the people that they're confirming with God's word. Yes. It's not opposite, it's not contradicting, but it's in alignment with him. And not only that, when it says trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. My point number two says lean on the light. Light in our day, in our time, in our day, represents knowledge, understanding, illumination. But worldly and human knowledge is limited. But while we have a God that's all-knowing, a lot of times our experiences, it's very limited because we only understand what's happening in our current situation. I'm not some psychic, or I'm not that have powers, superpowers like God has. But sometimes we feel like we can do that. And when it says lean not on your own understanding, what's propping you up in your life? Is it your education that you thought that, oh, I went to UFT or wherever you went, that you think that you know things in your field? Or is it the job that you feel you're an expert or you're the go-to person? Or is it your BFF that you tell everything, that's your cheerleader? That's cool, but we need a God that is fortitudes us, that understands us, that's strong, that he says to cast your burdens on him because he cares for you. He's strong enough for any issue. I don't care how hard your situation is. I don't care what you're going through, but God is strong enough. He's more than capable to handle that. And so lean not onto your own understanding. Not only that, we need divine discernment instead of a distorted experience or perspective. Because our mind or experiences are still limited. Even when we think about in a relationship, the people that we love, or getting into a relationship with someone romantically, it's still only limited. You need God to understand that, well, you know, what's my future going to be like with that person? What's going to happen with that? And I know as a mom, as a good friend, as a leader, you know, I can easily say, I got this. How many of us feel like we got this? But when I say I got this, I know that I'm not just got this on my own, but I have the power of the Holy Spirit leading me into that. And so be careful when you say I got this, because there's a weight that comes with that I got this. And so lean on not to your own I got this, but lean unto God, because he got this, because he's hold the whole world. He's fashioned it. He's strong enough to do that. Not only that, too, it says in Proverbs 9:10. To fear the Lord, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. He gives insight. He gives you things that no one can tell. He has the hacks in life. Come on, that's good. He's the God of the hacks. And not only that, in John 8:12, it says, he is the light of the world. And you know, a lot of times when you're in a situation, you're at a job, maybe you don't know what's going on, maybe you don't know what's the future of your children, maybe you just don't know what's happening in this crazy world. We need to turn on the light. We need to turn on our flashlight. And the Word of God is an amazing flashlight. It illuminates things. It gives you perspectives that you would never know on your own. Turn on the light. And the Bible says, his Word is a lamp unto our feet. And if you're thinking, you know what, I have limited perspective, turn on the light, turn on God's word, lean into prayer to give you perspective. And, you know, I grew up in church and a lot of hymns where I was at a church, but there was a hymn that really touched me that I sang over and over. There's something about leaning on Christ, leaning on who he is. And one part of the scripture or the song went like this: what a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning. Don't you know it's a privilege and honor to lean on a God that loves you? That you don't have to do it on your own. You don't even have the strength. Sometimes I know me and I'm struggling and I'm having a bad day or a bad moment. That I don't need to lean on my own strength. That I can call on the name of the Lord that has the authority to do it for me. Because I don't know what you're going through. I don't know that you're like, you're scared of losing your job right now. Or I don't know what your finances are saying. Lean not onto what you understand. Lean onto what God has already done. Listen, we have a God. If you look at his resume, he has never failed you yet. Check it out. He does not embellish on his works. He does not embellish on his reference check. Do a reference check on our God. Because I know when I was looking for jobs, sometimes I might embellish a little bit on my job description, right? But we know what? With God, we can take it to the bank. He does not give NSF checks. He does not do inefficient funds. He is more than, he's overflowing with promises in his scripture and in his word. And so take it to the bank. Take that transaction to the bank. And it goes back, I'll go back to the scripture, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Confide in him. And do not lean, do not prop yourself up on your own understanding. And the other part it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. My third point is, consistently check in with Christ. Listen, there's something special when someone checks on you. I love getting those text messages saying, hey, I'm just checking, how are you doing? And God loves to hear us. He loves to check in on how you're doing. And sometimes when you don't feel where he is, maybe you need to go back where you left him because he's never moved. Go back to that place. Go back to that place. I don't know if it's a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 weeks ago, or years ago. Go back to that when you heard the small voice of God. Yeah. Where were you? In the park? Were you in your car talking to him? I don't know where you are. Go back to that place where you left him. He never left you. And so when I think about checking with God, God is not only there when you're in a jam. He is not the last resort when you're at the end of yourself. He is present. Don't you know? We need God not just on our worst days, but we need God on our best days because he deserves all the honor, all the glory, that he deserves it all. And I think about it as a Christian, we think God only cares about our spiritual life, but he cares about every significant or insignificant thing in your life. He don't just care about how long you're praying, how long on your knees, if you even get on your knees, or even how much you read your Bible. He cares about every little thing. How are you feeling? How is your heart? How is the love for the passions or the creativity? He cares about every little thing. He cares about your dream job. He cares about your relationships. He cares about the things that you think are stupid, but they're not stupid. Because if you care for them, he cares for that. Reflect on that thing. God, you know, and just don't go to God with just the big things. Go to him through even the little things. Like, God, I need you to come through with my attitude this morning. Because ain't cutting it. Because I'm having an attitude. I'm having a bad moment. Listen, we don't have bad days. We have bad moments. And don't get focused on the bad moment because God can turn that situation within an hour. Right? And so I really believe when we acknowledge God, you can be in alignment with him. And a lot of times when we're not checking in with God, but we're checking in on social media, when we're checking in with the news, a lot of times it's we're getting distracted or we're not in alignment. We're not, because we're not acknowledging God. And you know what? A lot of times we feel like what's going on in our news feed is what's actually happening, but maybe that's a distraction. Maybe you need to take a moment, take a social media break, just putting that out there. Because I know sometimes I need that. When I start getting frustrated, when I start doing that, the demon of comparison, come on, hello. When my heart's getting flustered, even though I know God has a call on my life, I know what I'm called to. The moment I start looking over there, like, God, what are you calling me to? Are you sure that you want me to do that? They're so good. They're a better speaker than me. Oh, my God. They're so good at their kids. Listen, I am not that Pinterest mom. I'll just put it out there. When I start seeing the cute crafts, I'm like, oh, Lord. I've tried and it comes out a mess. But the demon of a comparison is such a real thing. It's a real struggle. And you know, and so that's, even with that, you need to check in with them. Check your heart. Check your motives. I'm telling you, that's something that I constantly have to do. God, check my motives. Am I posting this because I want to be seen? Am I trying at my job to be like, hey, I'm here. I'm ready for the promotion, right? Checking in. But see, go check to the Father. What are you calling me to? What do you want from me? It might not look like everybody else, but there's a special, I really believe, someone watching today, God is calling you to walk a different path, but it's a God path. It might look differently. It might look like, okay, you might be crazy, but if God has a dream in your heart, God has something for you, he will not leave you. Do not trust on your own understanding with that situation. He has a prophetic positioning for you with that. And I read it from 1 Corinthians 10:31, and it says, so whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. I don't care what it is. He wants to be in every area. He wants to check in everywhere you are. And when I think about God, sometimes I get overwhelmed because I feel like, am I asking you too much? Am I asking you all the time about helping me all the time? But we have a God, you can never ask too much. You can never ask too hard of a question. There's no dumb question or anything. And I think sometimes we get overwhelmed thinking that we have to be perfect or we have to know more to go to him. But you know what? He wants to be like, I'm here waiting for you. I want you to put that on me. And you know what? You know, okay, let's be honest here. We have those friends that just dump on us, that are always telling us, complaining, and we're kind of like, okay, like, have you even asked how I'm doing? But God is not like that. He's like, dump all the way. I can give it to me. I can handle it. And he's not looking that perspective like, oh my gosh, Chantal, you're back here again. No, no, no. He's like, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come with them. Do not be ashamed. Even with the things that you are hiding from people, that you don't even tell people what's going through your mind. He wants you to boldly come to him. Be vulnerable with him. And I know sometimes you're like, okay, God, I'm not hearing you. And maybe you're not hearing him because you have not turned on your flashlight or turned on your phone. I think about when we have our phones and it's turned off and, you know, people are sending us text messages. How can you receive a text message if your phone's not on? Just like the word of God, how can you get into the Bible, the promises, its benefits, if you don't have your word on? Maybe you're not hearing God because your Bible's not on. Maybe your ears are not open and you're not in prayer. But you know what? It's okay. Today's a fresh new day to turn on your Bible. Put on the Bible app. Maybe it needs to need some updates. The YouVersion app. It's okay. Put on your Bible. Open up, you know, spend that time with it. Or even open a journal and talk to him if you're a writer. I think about, you know, me and like when I was beginning in my walk with Christ, you know, it was just those little moments. So I'm like, you know what? I don't pray for an hour. Okay, I'll be honest. Maybe sometimes it's 10 minutes, but it's powerful. I'm in that relationship with Christ. And some of us, don't we know that we're, even especially today, we are in the fight for our lives. We're in a crazy pandemic. But when you're in a battlefield, when you're in a fight, you need some weapons. What is your weapon of choice? And as Christian, we have some crazy, amazing, strong, breaking weapons. And it's prayer and worship. And maybe your when you pull out of your satchel, your arsenal, your weapon, maybe your sounds like pew, 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 pew. Maybe that's what it's like. But don't you know we have access to a bazooka that can do some damage to the world of darkness? And it takes, like, maybe it's just you build it up. You sharpen that thing. And, you know, I think about, when we think about that, you know, getting in God's word, just, you know, do it day by day, little by little. Build that up. And I know that there's something powerful in God's word. And so in this time, you don't show up without your weapon. I don't know what the scripture you are holding on to. Maybe you're not. You need to show up each day with a scripture. And for me, in the last 18 months, I don't think there's been not a day that I've not said this scripture, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all my heart, because I don't know what's going on. I'm leaning not on my own understanding, and I'm acknowledging him in everything that I do so my path can be straight. Pull out that scripture and use it. Not only that, what's on your playlist? Is it a Beyonce? I love a little Beyonce. But there's nothing about when the prophetic or when the worship, the anointing is heavy. And listen, car praise is the best praise. When my kids are not in the car, I crank that thing up. I'm like, man, there's the heaviness pulls up from me. You need to have a worship song. You need something that is prophetically speaking to your situation. What's on your prayer list right now? Pull it out. It's a weapon. It can do damage, but not only that damage to the thing of darkness, but can also lift you up. It can inspire you. And so, you know, when we trust in God, know that he is able, you can confide in him because he loves you so much. You know, it's great that we have our connect groups, but make sure you're confirming when people are talking to with God's word. Not only that, lean into the light. Turn on the flashlight. Turn on your word. Because he cares for us so much. Not only, consistently check in with God, no matter what it is. I don't care what, how small or insignificant you think or how stupid it is. He wants to hear about your day. He wants to hear about your anxiety. He wants to hear about your depression. And I truly believe that. I believe in Jesus, but I also believe in therapy. Jesus in therapy, Jesus in counseling. This has been some crazy months and crazy days. take a moment. Maybe you need to lean in and call a therapist or a counselor that will help you navigate, because you're like, I don't know how to trust no one. I don't know what's going on to my tomorrow. I don't know what's happening in my job. I don't know what's happening with my finances. But know that we have a God that's there for you and standing in the gap for you. And just like I said about the GPS, I really believe as a church and as a Christian, we need prophetic positioning. Amen. We need to strive for that instead of privately placing ourselves on pedestals. Because when you position yourself, when God is your GPS, He knows what's happening in our past, our present, and our future. Amen. And we cannot trust what's going on because our mind is very limited. And so, I think about in this season, it's been a tough season. It's been a tight season. But you know what? God has been so faithful. In this season, we, as a Christian, we live in an upside-down kingdom. We do the opposite. When the world is telling, hold on to your money, hold on to your resource, God is saying, be generous. Love on the people. And I'll tell you, I'm gonna testify for my family. God has come through in a big way. And we haven't really shared this part of our story, but in December, we had a friend that was looking to buy a home, and they were looking for some help. And, so, you know, and my husband and I said, you know what? How can we sow into this family, even though we're saving money for our own down payment? We had access to resources. We had a choice at that moment. Are we going to sow this, or are we going to hold it back for ourselves? And when we thought, it was, you know, let's sow into this family's life. Do you know in December when we sowed that money, when we found out when we were looking for homes, that house that we were going to close on was actually vacant since December. It was a set of God's, like, you sowed that, the door already was open for that home for us. And so when God, when you're thinking and the world's saying, hold on and be tight, release it, because I really believe God has something for you. And as a church CC, as you're walking into this next season of a building, it's not just a building, but you're going to be building people's lives. You're going to set a legacy in our city. I believe Toronto will not be, not even Toronto, Canada, the nation Canada, will never be the same without your foot in our city. And so, as I end this, remember, and I'm going to say this today, maybe, why don't you put the scripture Proverbs 3:5 on your phone, in the mirror, in your room, and reflect on that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all his ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Thank you for having me this morning.
Amen.
Amen. What a word. What a word. Yes. Come on. Amazing. Amazing.
Absolutely incredible. And it's true. Our God never fails, and yeah. Our hope in him never disappoints. And if you are thinking, well, that's not been my experience, then maybe today is the day
right. To
devote your life to God, to say, come I on. Want a relationship with you. I want to dive into all of these promises that you just told me about through Pastor Chantel. Mm-hmm. And that comes by simply asking and inviting Jesus into your life,
right. Into
your heart, and living a life for him. And right. So if that's you, you have the opportunity to do that. Right now, we have a button coming up where you can raise your hand, and that just indicates it's a way for you to remember acknowledge that you are choosing today to begin a life with Jesus. Whether you've never made that decision before, or whether you're coming back, you're restarting where you left him, like she mentioned. So if that's you, we're so excited for you. It is an incredibly important decision, and it's a way that we've navigated through this intense last year, right? Someone said earlier this week, a life with God is the unfair advantage where you just have that hope that does not quit, but it's available to all of us.
Come on.
So I would just love to pray with you
if
you're making that decision. So let's pray together just to commemorate this decision. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That you love me.
That you love me.
And that you gave Jesus.
And that you gave Jesus.
To allow me.
To allow me.
To be in relationship with you.
Be in relationship with you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you forgive me of my sins.
That you forgive me of my sins.
I thank you that you have made me new.
I thank you that you've made me new.
And I vow to follow you.
And I vow to follow you.
Today and forever.
Today and forever.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. Awesome.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you want to support this ministry, we invite you to give online. We'd love to see you on Sunday. Check out our website at c3toronto.com for online service times and how to get connected. And follow us on social media for real-time updates.